Thanks for joining me on episode 905 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Shelley Lombard, founder of Millie Money. Learning how to invest will give you options for your future and to help others. Get inspired. One way to do that is to listen to this podcast, Inspired Stewardship, with my friend, Scott Mader.
That are my goals? What is it that are my values? Now, obviously, working with an accountability partner or coach can help, but even if you're just doing it by yourself and you're forcing yourself to have that regular status of review, reflect, revise, and do it again, you will see improvements with your money.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in others through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about how there is a weekly meeting structure that can help you with your money. I share why this works for both couples and singles, and I also share some of the things that you should do and think about during the meeting. As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon. All this week, we've been talking about the weekly meeting and how it can serve a purpose for both singles and couples. And today, I wanted to talk about the weekly meeting when it comes to your money. But the truth is, having a weekly meeting where you talk about things like the budget and the progress that you're making on the money and how things are going and maybe what's coming up and how that would affect it and what happened last week and did we make progress? Did we achieve what we wanted to achieve? The truth is that always helps you make more progress with your money. And at first glance, again, this seems like something that only helps couples and that wouldn't help singles. But let's talk a little bit about how it can help both. First, focusing on the couples part. As couples, one of the biggest things that causes divorce is fights about money and money issues. That's what all of the studies will tell you. And I will tell you that the truth is, usually the money and the fights that are happening around that are a symptom of poor communication. They're a symptom of no longer being on the same page. They're a symptom of no longer having the same values, the same priorities. As life gets complicated, maybe kids come into the picture, multiple jobs, different houses, maybe one of you self-employed and the other is maybe employed in a W-2. All of these sorts of complexities happen. They cause us to begin to stop talking as much. And as we no longer communicate together, we begin to drift apart. It's just the way it works. And it seems to happen inevitably. There's no way around it. But the truth is, one of the reasons to have a regular weekly meeting where you talk about your schedule, where you talk about your money, is so that you don't drift apart. Because the truth is, how your money plays out has a lot to do with your priorities and values. And if there's differences and disagreements around your money, it's highlighting that maybe there's differences and disagreements about your priorities. And so you can begin to talk about that. You can talk about what's important. Maybe one of you wants to travel and the other one wants to stay at home. Maybe it's one of you feels like this is the right way to raise the kids and the other one has a differing opinion. Whatever it is, whatever causes the disagreement, it will be highlighted in your money and your time. And so having this regular weekly meeting allows you to begin to figure out what's going on and dig into it. Do the hard work of having the tough conversation. Now, as a single person, you've got a similar situation. The problem is you don't have the built-in accountability of having a partner who's always going to challenge you on your thinking. Instead, you've got to set up a system where you regularly challenge yourself. where you sit down and you look at what you did last week and what you're planning to do next week, and you think to yourself, what is it that I'm really trying to make progress on? What is it that I'm really trying to do? What is it that are my goals? What is it that are my values? Now, obviously, working with an accountability partner or a coach can help, but even if you're just doing it by yourself and you're forcing yourself to have that regular status of review, reflect, revise, and do it again, you will see improvements with your money. Because the truth is, the biggest problem with our money oftentimes as a single person is that we just don't pay enough attention to it. Because we're the only person that it affects, we can get sloppy with it. And this forces you to slow down and actually think about the progress. That helps you clean up and be less sloppy, be more intentional, and make more progress. The truth is, again, as I've talked about all week, you want to talk about multiple things in this meeting. You don't want to just sit down and look at only the budget, though that is certainly something you can and should do, because looking at the budget shows you where you stand for your money, what's going on, what's important, and what is actually the goal that you're trying to achieve. So without a doubt, that is valuable, to look at the budget, update it, figure out what's going on, make sure that you've actually updated what you're supposed to update, that things are synced up and reconciled. But at the same time, sometimes what you want to do is talk about things like your schedule. You want to talk about things like your values, your dreams, your priorities, what you wish you could do. Talk about things that are long-term and short-term, things that you might want to do in 10 years, in 5 years, in 3 years. What is it that your dreams are? What is it that you really wish you could do? What are the things that are truly the most important to you and that you really want to get done? When you reflect on those things, when you reflect on your values, when you reflect on your priorities, when you reflect on what's going on, then you can begin to make progress. Because the truth is, one of the things that keeps us from making progress is simply the fact that we aren't paying attention. We aren't actually thinking about what it is that we need to do. And because we aren't paying attention, inertia takes over, and we just keep doing what we've always done, and we keep getting what we've always gotten. The weekly meeting gives you a chance to be intentional about your money and to notice whenever you're doing things that perhaps aren't intentional, when you're doing things that perhaps aren't really in alignment with your values and your priorities and getting you what you want and getting you where you want to go. And when you notice that, then you have a chance to do something about it. It's when you're not noticing, when you're not paying attention, that you can't make changes. That's the real power of the weekly meeting. It allows you to be proactive and make changes before things get so bad that you can't fix them. Because a week is close enough in time to be able to actually make progress, but it's long enough that you can actually see some direction and change and have something to react to. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.